Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite.
That's right, Rob Parker.
Rob
and it
Parker.
Is a TV theme song Thursday. Woo! We are live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great. Now, where are you tonight?
I am in Dallas, Texas, ready for a World Series game number one, which is tomorrow in Arlington. So I'll be here for the weekend, checking out the first two games, and then I'll head back to L.A. After that. But, yeah, I'm in Dallas. I made it here at the iHeartRadio building here in Dallas. So all ready to go on this TV theme song Thursday.
There's an odd photo.
I know, right behind me, right?
Screen.
I see that.
Not
kinda
behind
weird.
You. It's like,
where is it?
I guess your left, right? Like, yeah, I guess it is behind you. Okay, I couldn't tell. From
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
like
I'm going to try to change.
Or something, whoever that is.
I'm going to try to change the camera
that's
angle.
Kiss. That's
Kiss, right?
Somebody's with Kiss, the group. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's a. I'm going to try to move it over, Chris, to give it a different angle.
All right. Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get it started. Of course, super producer Rob G is in the house. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. On the updates, our man Steve DeSager, and on social media, the one, the only, Elijah Sebunya.
And I'm just going to say, I am scorching hot. We'll get to it in about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Shekel City in fuego. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, well, congratulations on that then, Rob. That sounds
Chris,
good.
Chris, I continue my hot streak. Thank you, Brett.
You just in time for you to buy your Christmas. You know, my birthday is Saturday.
I do. I already know.
For my birthday present.
I know. I got to think
about
something.
Maybe I get Jordans instead of Bordens.
No more. I'm going to buy you something that you'll love. Your birthday is 55, right? 55.
The double nickel.
Very nice.
All right, Rob, let's get it started with some NBA talk. We got a big game tonight. This is the first week of the NBA season. They opened up, of course, Tuesday with some big games. And now you've got another tandem of big games. You've got Milwaukee and Philadelphia kicking it off, followed by Phoenix and the Los Angeles Lakers. So those are two nice games there. And the NBA has announced that it is investigating why James Harden isn't playing for the Sixers. I think we know, right? Like he said he was going to show up, or he did show up Tuesday night with his bags, and the team is still holding him out. Here's a quote from league spokesperson Michael Bass. He told us to ESPN, "We're looking into the facts around James Harden's availability tonight to determine whether an approved reason exists for his lack of participation." This is interesting, Rob, and we're going to get into the Bucks, but quickly, it seemed, remember I said what they should do with Harden? Because clearly, I knew he was going to show up. He had been away from the team.
He wants to get paid. That's right. Why he's going to show up.
He had been away for 10 days for personal reasons. But you figured he'd show up because the new collective bargaining agreement, his contract wouldn't go into effect if he's away for 30 days. And so, like I said, I know he's going to show, but if he's not all in, I would just try to suspend him, right? But if that wouldn't work, because, you know, which I think would be hard to do.
Why?
If he's not going to try, I'm just going to be like, dude, just go away. We'll call you when it's time for
yeah,
you
but
to
the
be
problem
trained.
Is they don't. I would have a hard time wanting to pay a dude to just sit on the sidelines. Like I'm gonna if you're not gonna participate and do what we need you to do, we have a right as your employer, Chris. We could come to the radio station, and if you came on the air and you were trying to get more money out of Fox Sports Radio, and you were doing like, yeah, okay, we're talking about the NBA
right.
today. And you were there,
right.
and you were doing the show, right. and you were doing all the reads, but you were talking monotone, and you had no opinion
yep.
and all that. That's you're not doing your job, and they wouldn't allow you to get away with that. So if he's going to come and be a part of the Sixers and go half speed and not try or whatever, I should have the right as your employer to suspend you for not holding up to your end of the bargain. I'm not giving you $35 million because you're cute. I mean, stop it. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with you, but don't you agree that, I mean, that's easier said than done?
No, I get it. It's a hard,
right.
it's a hard spot.
He could say his back. I'm trying the best I can, but my back is bothering me. I don't have the same speed I used to have. You know what I mean? I'm just off. Whatever he might want to say. But I hear you. I think that would be your plan A. But, Rob, and this is a tough situation for the NBA. Because I get why they're investigating, because remember, they're like, now we want our stars to play in the games when they're healthy, and we don't want low management or guys
Chris,
sitting
out.
Chris,
they got a big TV deal coming up. You know, the contracts are all about to expire. They're not having it.
No,
they've already
nor
got,
should they.
They've gotten pushback from the networks. You know, they want a lot of money, and the networks are saying no. Dude, these guys got to play. We're not just going to turn over money, and then our big national games, these guys aren't playing. It's just not fair.
And we'll get to some Phoenix tonight because Devin Booker, who played the game one Tuesday, had 32 points. He did play with a sore toe, and now he's sitting out tonight with the toe injury. And then Bradley Beal, of course, has been out with the back. But we'll get into that a little bit later. But, yeah, this Harden, it's going to be interesting because I don't think, look, if this, it's just the league needs to step into this thing and see what, and just figure out a solution because I get the team. I totally get them not wanting him to be there, right? Like, I mean, if he's not going to play, I can't have you here pulling down the morale of the rest of the players.
Right. The other players don't want to be around him if that's what he's doing. But also, you don't want to give this guy his way. Like, there's a part of that, Chris, where you're just like, no, we're not doing that. We're not going to allow this guy to take advantage of us again. Right. And part of it is their fault because he's shown you who he is. He did it in Houston.
And of course, Morey thought they were boys.
Right.
They were for a minute.
Did it in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Yep. He's done it already.
Yep. Yep. All right. So the team they're playing, Rob, Milwaukee, they're the big story this summer, this offseason, I should say. They swooped in and got Damian Lillard, who wanted to go to Miami. They traded for him with Portland. And so they debut tonight, and it's going to be all eyes in the NBA are going to be on them to see what they look like. Who do you feel like the most pressure's on this season? Obviously, it's championship or bust for them. They're what I call a lob-bob team.
Lob-bob?
A low-bob
what is that?
Team. Larry O'Brien or bust. Low-bob okay. team. Larry O'Brien trophy or bust, baby.
I thought that was a new menu item at McDonald's, a low-bob. I didn't know what that was. Yeah.
That was tasty. But who do you
Thank
think
you,
the most
Alex.
Pressure's
Thank
on?
You.
Between
I think it's on
Lillard
Embiid.
And Giannis.
I still
well, Leonard
I,
and Giannis. Lillard and Giannis.
Yeah,
Bucks
I think it's on Giannis because it's his team. It's really about his legacy. Okay, he stayed in Milwaukee. He won the one championship. He demanded that they go out and do something to help them win. They go out and get a player who matches his skill set and what he does, right? So to me, he's the one who needs to produce and win. If he gets, he's gotten that guy, and if they don't win, people are going to come more down on Giannis, I think, than they are Damian Lillard. No one expected Damian Lillard to win. I'm not saying that paired with him, but I still think it's about Giannis more than it is about Damian Lillard. And obviously, if he goes there with Giannis and they don't win, you know, they'll be like, well, he never won. And you can't say, you know, the pushback will be he was in Portland all those years. Then you got him a superstar and he still couldn't win. Maybe
right.
it's you. But Giannis is the one who's already won. He's the guy there. He's the one who just signed the contract extension. It's Giannis's world. And Damian Lillard is just living in it.
That's fair because Giannis is the better player. So obviously, you know, at the end of the day, you get the most credit and you get the most blame if you fall short. So I hear you, and that, like I said, that all is fair. But Giannis also does have his ring. And so he's proven he can win the championship. And remember, Rob, he did it in the small market, and he did it without that second star, which obviously is big. You know, that second superstar, I should say. And so I think he's already got that. He's a made man. Certainly, as good as he is, he's got to win more. But I think he's got that monkey off his back. And remember, he's a lot younger. He's still, like, right in the middle of his prime. He's got a long way to go, a long chance to win more championships. And Damian Lillard, on the other hand, the older player, the one that's nearing the end of his career, the one that did demand the trade. And Rob, remember, Damian, for much of his career, was so against, you know, these guys leaving their teams and partnering with another star or two. And he didn't. That's one reason he wanted to go to Miami, because it wasn't partnering with a bigger star. Even though a lot of people would have said that's a super team, he didn't feel that way, I don't believe. But now here he is, 33 years old, got, to some people, the best player in the world, certainly one of the top two or three best players in the world, in Giannis. And he's going to a team that's already won it. They won it without him. And the guy that he replaced went to one of their contenders in Boston. So a lot of people think that the Bucks were still better off with Jrue Holiday than with Damian Lillard, even though Damian will go down as the better player.
He's already
and
a top 75 player.
He's already in there.
Right. Jrue Holiday's not there.
No, and Jrue won't be a Hall of Famer either.
No, not at all.
Unless he wins a bunch of more championships over the next couple of years. But
good luck with that.
Right, right. So I, and even then, maybe not. But, and then the other thing is this, Rob. This is the first time. Now, Damian's obviously had a great career. But this is the first time he's really got major team expectations following him. Like, in Portland, anything they did was icing. People knew they weren't winning a championship. They weren't expected to even get out of the conference ever. All right? Not throughout his entire career. And now he's expected to win. And if he doesn't play well, everything will be magnified. Or even if he does play well and they just don't win, everything's going to be magnified. And he will get some criticism. Like, if Giannis really balled out and Dame was good but just not good enough and they couldn't stop people because he's not a good defender, it would come down on him too. So both are facing a lot of pressure. They're kind of the it team right now. So let's see what the fans and the listeners think, Rob. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who do you think is facing the most pressure on the Milwaukee Bucks this year, Giannis or Damian Lillard? Also, if you want to weigh in on the James Harden investigation, feel free. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection is in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on who's the most pressure on this year in Milwaukee, Giannis or the newcomer Damian Lillard? And again, if you want to weigh in on the James Harden situation, feel free as well.
Good start, Alex, on a TV theme song Thursday.
Thank
Love
you.
It. All right. All right, Will in Wisconsin, you're up first on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Will?
Hey, happy day to you gentlemen there. Happy Thursday there. Chris, and to your point, everything that you said, absolutely there. But it is still Giannis's team. He was the star personality in the situation that said, hey, you know, I'm going to throw my prerogative around a little bit. Let me, you know, kind of say, hey, you know, maybe the future is up in the air, you know, if maybe something doesn't get done. And so he's worked himself in that position, going on, you know, all-time historic tears to be, you know, at least statistically the best Buck. But now it's on Giannis. You know, he's got another complimentary piece. Now it's time for him to put together some of that, you know, that he worked on, you know, his footwork, which he did need, you know, some of those off-balance shots there where, you know, kind of. But we'll see where this Bucks team goes now, for sure.
No, that's fair. And Rob, remember, he did go work out a little bit with Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's right. After he paid up, after he got his MasterCard out and paid the freight.
Mark, see anything there from him?
Yes, in Sacramento, I know he's been in the lab getting ready for basketball season. Hey, Mark, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Mark?
And what's going on? And Chris, real quick on that note, first thing I noticed, Chet Holmgren better start mixing in some steak and potatoes, or they're going to break that boy in half. He's just too skinny.
He's been trying to gain weight his whole, playing career, really, high school, college, but... I think he's got a lot of talent.
7'5", yeah. Get with 5 rebounds, that ain't going to cut it.
Yeah.
You're talking about Holmgren? Or?
Oh, you're talking about, I thought you were talking about Wimby.
Wimbanyama.
Holmgren. Real quick on this one, I think this is on Dame. Giannis signed an extension to stay. Giannis won already. Dame asked out. Dame's never won, and Dame tried to orchestrate where he wanted to go. This is on Dame, as far as I'm concerned.
No,
I don't know how. If Dame plays and Giannis doesn't play well or misses free throws like he did last year, it's going to be on Dame. It's going to be on Giannis.
It's on Dame because of the way Dame went about it. Giannis already, like you said, Giannis is a made man.
Also bellyached Mark for another guy, and they went out and did it.
He didn't do it like Dame.
All stars do that. They want another, especially nowadays. Get me some help. All stars do that, Rob. All stars.
Yeah,
what you just presented was if Dame plays well and Giannis misses free throws. Well, yeah, okay. So what if Giannis plays great? And Dame misses some clutch shots or misses free throws.
Yeah, but I still think it's Giannis's team.
I mean, Giannis I definitely don't think it's Damian Lillard's team. It's Giannis's team. I bet Mark agrees. I mean, he's clearly the better player, and he's the one who's been in Milwaukee. But Dame is the one that wanted to leave so he could win. Okay, we put you with the best player in the world outside of Jokic. Let's see if you can win.
I just think that there's more factors than just him, and that's the problem. Sean, in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's with another mother, my brother's behind the board. Real quick, man, shout out to the mayor of Shekel City, Mr. Robert Lee Parker Jr. III, man, making everybody some money. You know you got some proud followers on the internet, man. Me, Shady Sean 420, Moneyline Bet. You got Shekel City citizens out here, Rob, making us all this money this holiday season. But
hey, that's right. You better stock up for Christmas. It's around the corner. Nine picks in a row. 9-0. That's not bad.
Across multiple sports, might I add. My man is a picking genius right now. Look, I just put the cup of noodles up. Told the kids we eat steaks tonight at Uncle Rob, man.
There you go.
It's big living. But on this topic, man, look, I kind of am going to go the opposite way of Uncle Mark and kind of for the same reasons he mentioned. Look, Giannis find that huge extension. It's on him to deliver, man. He's going to be here, be in Milwaukee for the next 5 years. He needs to make things happen. Dame is in the twilight of his career. He's already said multiple times he doesn't care about winning a ring. It's about the kind of legacy he leaves behind outside of that. And on top of all that, man, who's the face of Milwaukee? I don't think it's Dame Lillard, man. I think it's all Giannis. And outside of all that, man, it feels like Giannis put himself in a situation after getting half the team traded, a team that won a title, by the way. And now it's going to be on him to deliver, man. I don't think any of this is on Dame. Dame is just here along for the ride.
Along for the ride?
He's in the back seat.
He demanded out. But hey. That's neither here nor there. That's your opinion. All right, it's the Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live, the Odd Couple from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit rather than credit, you should get rewarded too. That's what we feel. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Credit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases, no fees whatsoever. Check out the eligibility and the terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. Rob, I said there's two games tonight, and you heard Steve DeSager just say as well, the Lakers and the Phoenix Suns. Now, Phoenix opened on Tuesday with a win over the Golden State Warriors, and Devin Booker played great, 32 points. Bradley Beal sat out with a back injury, but tonight, just 2 days later, not only is Beal still out, but Devin Booker will also miss with a toe. He was questionable going into that game. He did play and obviously played well, but now he's sitting out. How do you feel about this? I mean, given, you know, we already talked about Harden, but given the league's new mandate where, you know, two all-stars can't sit out, you got to play national TV games. I mean, they're breaking all the rules tonight on the league's second big TV night of the year.
Right, already, Chris. And again, this is the problem, and I think we talked about it. That's why I like my plan better, because, Chris, you can't tell somebody that they're not hurt. So we can't sit here and tell Devin Booker that his pinky toe doesn't hurt or whatever toe it is, okay? That's on him.
What, Rob, is it his big toe?
All they're saying is toe. They don't say which toe.
They don't say which toe, yeah. But you know what I mean. Like, everybody's threshold of – and your toes are important.
Right.
They really are.
A lot of people are killing Booker had 32 a couple nights ago. But I get – I mean, if you get a turf toe or something, especially in basketball,
people laugh about that all the time.
Out,
it's serious.
Yeah, nah, it's real. So
that's what I'm saying with a toe.
I'm hesitant. But to your point, Rob, your plan – and you should recap it for people that don't know it. Your plan would cover this.
Right.
Whether he really could play or whether he's really injured, your plan would cover it.
And basically, I was saying that it should be like baseball, where they have a 10-day disabled list where you have to miss all 10 days. So if you're hurt, Devin Booker would have to miss this game and the next three.
Right.
This one and the next three. And this way, Chris, if he's really hurt, it gives him time to get back healthy. No issues.
Yep.
But if this is just a scheduled day off, a team would have to really think about it. Can we really afford to not have him not only play this game, but the next three? And then imagine if you take three or four nights off a year, Chris. That's 12 games. You can't take 12. If you were to decide on your own, I'm going to miss three games and give me some rest, I'm going to miss 12 games out of 82. I don't think anybody would miss 12 games out of 82.
No, I love it. I think it's a great plan. And, Rob, remember, the league has the new rule where you have to play at least 65 games now to make the all-league honors and, you know, all-star teams and
the
MVP
league awards, right.
And, yeah, defensive player of the year, all that stuff. And that is – we know that can play in the contracts. You know, you have to – your awards and your honors play into whether you're a super max player, just a max player. And so players – and it's not always on the players. A lot of times it's the teams telling them to sit out. But the players, Rob, would be like, I want to play. Look, I'm not trying to miss out on being all NBA. You know, or miss out on, you know, maybe winning the MVP award or whatever it might be. So I think your plan is great. And again, we don't know what the heck is going on with Devin Booker's
foot. And if he's hurt, Chris, legitimately, take time to get healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay. Nobody's mad at him if he's really hurt. But I think you would really, really not just take a day off to take a day off. If I have to miss the next three, you do that enough. And I think that's the only way to make it so that you're not making the guy feel bad for taking a day off and forcing somebody out there, Chris, who really needs time off, right? So so I think you cover everything by doing that.
I totally agree.
Next time I see Adam Silver, I'm going to sit down and you can call it the Rob Parker plan. Can we do that? Or the Odd Couple plan? How about
it would
that?
Be, it, like
would
I
you
said,
share that
I,
idea?
I love the plan.
The Odd Couple
I love
plan.
The plan. I it might be too make too much sense for them to do it, you know. But it definitely
makes sense. Because you could
make all the sense in the world.
Yeah, you're not making the guy play if he's really hurt, and we can't. This is not like, oh, he's got a broken leg or his eye fell out. Well, I mean,
right.
Those things
we
could
can't
see.
Gauge it.
Right, we can't gauge it.
And this would remove a lot of doubt because there are going to be a lot of people that second guess Devin Booker, and this would kind of take that away. Oh, he's on the injured list or whatever you would want to call it, and he can't play. So I'm fine with that. I think
if you bought tickets to the Lakers tonight, right? Aren't you a little bummed out? I'll be bummed out.
And Rob, I don't want to go to the, you know, old school thing all the time. But, I mean, you remember guys fighting. I mean, we remember Michael Jordan fighting to play his
right.
second year in the league. Like, the team didn't want him to play. They didn't want to make the playoffs.
They were going
to
give up the season, right?
Yep. He's coming off a broken foot, and he fought to play. And again, I'm not – I don't know with Beal. This is a tough one for me because we talked about how important your toes are. I mean, it's basketball, any sport. But remember Judge. Aaron Judge had a toe injury, right?
He crashed into the fence at Dodger Stadium and derailed the whole Yankee season for that bad toe.
Yeah, so I'm leaning, Rob, and obviously there hasn't been any announcement about an investigation, so the league may be here as well. But I'm leaning toward just – man, the toe is an injury. I mean, he can play through it sometimes, but they also want to try to get it healthy. So I'm not really down on Book, but it is a bad look overall for the league. I mean,
especially
second big night and three of your big stars are out. And Rob, some of it too, you know, Adam Silver just is not as – he's respected. He's a good guy, and he's done some good things. And he's trying to put his, you know, his mark on his commissionership, if you will, with the, you know, midseason tournament and some of the changes like that. But he ain't viewed like David Stern.
No.
David Stern was coming down. Like, I just think some of this stuff would not be happening. I don't think low management would have gotten this far.
No, I don't either. Because I remember when he was mad at Pop, remember that big game, the Miami
against San Antonio.
San Antonio. He was pissed at that game because he sent the players home on a commercial
just
flight.
Brazen, you know,
yeah, like, and he sent home four guys on a commercial flight. Go home. What? Go home. We got a national game, and all these people pay tickets, and you send the stars home. I mean, that was bad.
Right.
Yeah, but if we had to give Adam Silver a nickname, we could call him Pushover Page because he has been a pushover. Chris,
well,
he's been a pushover for the players.
He is a player's commissioner. You know, he definitely is a player's commissioner, that's for sure. But they got to, whatever the case, Rob, they've got to get this thing under control. And let's just face it, they're not off to a good start.
Nope.
They are not off to a good start because this is the second big game. Now, where are you at on Philly? Harden obviously is out. Look, Harden is still a great player. And I said great. Like, he still could average, and if he plays, will average 22 and 10. Even if he's not what he was once in Houston. But if I'm Philadelphia, I mean, I just think ultimately for them it was about winning the championship. And I don't think he was going to help them do that. I just don't. Because we've seen him struggle enough in the big games. And I think they need to just play the best they can without him until they get a deal to their liking.
Yeah, I just don't want to reward the guy. I want to make him own up to his contract. You signed the contract. And worst of all, Chris, he could have opted out, and he didn't. He took the money, and then because there was no money coming from nowhere else, and then decide, okay, after he did that, now trade me. Get rid. I don't want to be here. I just think that's you want to talk about Daryl Morey's a liar. I mean, where's your integrity, Chris? Like, if you really didn't want to be there, there was your moment of truth to say, I don't want to be here. I'm gonna
well,
believe.
Man, he basically said it all together.
I'm gonna believe
like,
in my talent.
I'm signing in, but trade me.
You know what I mean? But it ain't right.
Yeah, you gotta be professional. At the end of the day, you have to be professional. And I get it. It's a lot of money he feels like he's missing out on. Some
nobody
of it's his
wants
fault,
to give up. You want to give
still,
up, right? But nobody
but you
wants to
be
give
professional.
Up.
And Rob, this is hurting his image. I've even seen, I mean, most of the players, ex-players that I've seen on television or heard on podcasts, most of them, I haven't heard any defend Harden.
You can't defend it, Chris. You just talked about it.
Be critical of it.
You got to be professional, right?
Yep.
You're getting paid big-time money, dude. You can't do that.
$35 million, Rob.
$35
million. To just play basketball. So I feel you on that. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got a big NFL game. Rob said he doesn't have a feel for it. I do.
I don't. You
that's
don't?
Next. We'll keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're in the final stretch to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. That's right, the world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships on November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. All right, Rob, it's time for Shekel City. Don't we have theme music?
Two. Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
And Chris, I don't want you to think I'm not bragging. It's called proof of performance, right? I can't be making
otherwise
these picks.
Otherwise known as bragging.
Well, I'm not bragging. I'm just letting people know.
This is the fourth time in the show that we've heard you've won 9 straight games. It's bragging by this point.
All right. Last night, 3-0 last night.
Fifth time.
All right. 9 straight here on Shekel City. All right. Here we go tonight. Best bet. I'm taking the Bucks -6, Chris. No Harden. No way for the Sixers in Milwaukee. I like the Bucks -6. I'm taking the Lakers -5.5.
For a minute. Okay.
No. Over the 76ers. Taking the Lakers -5.5. No Booker for the Suns. I think that hurts big time. He had, 32 in the
yep.
opener, Chris?
Yeah.
So we're going to make up 32 points. And the Lakers are at home, and they didn't look that great against Denver. So they have reason to want to play well. And then I'm going to take the under, the Suns and the Lakers, under 225, Chris, points as a total between both teams. So Bucks are my best bet, -6. Lakers -5.5, two home favorites, And I'm going with the under 225 total points for the Suns and the Lakers. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on, although you need to start listening on doing. I'm just telling you what I bet on.
Chris, is that legal, what you just said?
No.
I know there's a reason you always say, I'm not telling you what to bet on.
I just don't like to put people out there. But anyway, can you believe where I'm at, Chris? What if I get up to 12-0? That would be incredible. 9-0 is incredible. Don't you think?
That's a good run. That's a nice run there.
That's nice.
In all seriousness, that's definitely a nice run. All right, then. So
1-800 Rob Shekel City. 1-800.
Tell us your feel on this NFL game.
I have none. That's why I didn't pick it.
Really? So Buffalo, Rob G, what is the spread?
Is it 9.5?
Nine and a half. Yeah.
Look,
Chris,
they're not nine and a half better. They could be, but I would take Tampa Bay
plus the points.
I think Buffalo will win the game. And Rob, if Buffalo doesn't win this game, now obviously it's not a must win. I still think they would make the playoffs, but they're coming off a bad performance. They haven't looked good in the last few weeks. They need to win, Rob. It's an important game for them, right? Because just for their psyche.
Normally, you would think that, Chris, but I'm not convinced now that it's automatic. Because I agree with you. This is a game that normally Josh Allen would bounce back, right? They're at home. They put up 35 points, and it's a runaway. I just don't feel that good about them. And I told you this before the season, didn't I, about Buffalo? That I didn't like them.
Did you pick them to miss the playoffs?
I didn't go that far.
You did pick them to miss?
Rob G, didn't I?
So you only had one team from the AFC East?
I think I only picked Miami to win the division.
Wow.
Am I right, Rob G, or wrong? I think so.
I think they'll make the playoffs. That would really be.
But I'm just saying, Chris, that's not a second guess. I just want to put it on the record. Right. That's a first guess.
I think that.
By the way, Rob Parker sits on the throne of lies. He has them as the wild card team.
Oh, yeah. I thought I had them out.
You had Miami winning the division, Bills as a wild card.
Oh, you know who I had out? I had the Jets out.
You had the Jets out.
Right.
But you did have the Chargers in, Rob. Not looking good.
Not good there. Wow.
Chris had the Steelers in and the Jets, so, you know.
Well, Jets would have made it with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's obvious now. They'd be 6-0.
Chris, are you going to be right or wrong on the pick? That's all I care about.
I would be right because the best player got hurt. I never would have picked him without Aaron Rodgers.
I was wrong.
You know?
That's right. You remember that
going back to our first year together when LeBron got hurt?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Jordans, I got stiff.
That's why I got those Jordans.
That's right.
He felt no shame.
I got Jordash
instead of Jordan.
All I know is Rob G has great Jordans. Alex have great mm-hmm. Jordans. They're very thankful. They love what I've given them over the years.
You're amazing, Rob.
You're the only ungrateful receiver.
I sent them back, didn't I?
Yes. That's all good.
I got Rob G some fresh LeBrons. Laker color LeBrons.
Yeah, they sent them to you, didn't they?
No, I got Rob G. You sport nose, Rob G?
Not today, but yeah, I wear them.
But you wear them? Good. They're fresh.
Rob G, didn't you
purple
see
purple and gold.
And yeah, Rob G, didn't you see on the sole that had CB on it?
It said specifically made for Chris Broussard.
That is not true.
That's all those
listeners out there. But Tampa needs the game too, though, Rob. They've lost two straight, so good. Should be a good one. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.